I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening, and it'll be jam-packed with information as usual, so you're probably going to need a paper and pencil to keep up with all the different topics and ideas coming your way that will be centered around the whole idea of totally preventing disease and tons and tons of specific techniques and ideas to assist in creating excellent health. But before we get into all that, I'd like to kick off the show in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga, and that's a little bit of mantra repetition. And it's a short clip from back in the 70s from Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that now, that'd be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari. Hari Hari Om.
Yes, a little japa yoga from Sri Swami Satchidananda, the founder of the yoga, integral yoga. And I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. I'd like to take this opportunity to give thanks and appreciation to the ET yoga listening audience. As Bashar would say, you're making a positive difference in the world just by being you, and others become aware of that difference that you're already making when you do your passion. And a special thanks to those listeners who do take time to email me, and you can do that by sending me an email to paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. And I'm very much appreciative of constructive criticism about the program, as well as the suggestions for program content. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes by utilizing techniques and ideas that you've obtained from listening to this program. And tonight's program is dear to my heart because it's going to center all around creating excellent health. And I know that from time to time I do get into a discussion with someone about the fact that I have totally distanced myself from mainstream medical. And they kind of have that glassy look in their eye and wonder, well, how is that possible, and isn't that kind of a ridiculous thing to do? Well, the only thing I can tell you is just to share the information on my journey. If you're new to ET yoga, ET yoga is all about self-realization. That's at the really the core of ET yoga, and it's also closely allied with your belief systems. And when we mention yoga, on ET yoga, we talk about the real yoga, not just the hatha yoga or the postures or the pranayams that is more commonly associated with the term yoga, but the real meaning of yoga, which is union of you and your higher self. And in this endeavor, what I found over the course of many decades is that much of the valid extraterrestrial information helps you to become more of who you really are, and thus teaching us yoga. And the more you know about how the world works, the more you know about how the body works. And to me, the two subjects of self-empowerment and creating excellent health go hand in hand. And as a general philosophy, I think finally my philosophy has come to light and it's actually been proven, and that is if you take the time to research the world's largest medicineless hospital, it's a Qigong center that operated in Beijing, China for about 10 years, and they treated over 250,000 people and had about an 85% success rate, and they did it with no operations and no medicine, meaning no pharmaceuticals, absolutely unnecessary. And I'd even go back to the ancient Essenes, which where a lot of people aren't really aware of the fact that they were an ancient Atlantean civilization, and they had completely overcome the problems of health and aging, and even overcome the force of gravity, as the Atlanteans had also been able to do. And they had some basic principles And the first was that they believed that divinity was expressed in the plant kingdom as an antidote for the illnesses of the human kingdom, and that for every illness there existed a palliative in a root, leaf, bark of a tree or plant, and the Essenes therefore were herbalists in the highest sense of the word. And these people were absolute masters of creating excellent health. And I might add that they also were involved with the same system of yoga that Sri Swami Satchidananda brought to the West, and that's integral yoga. And although they also included Laya yoga, L-A-Y-A, as well as the other six branches of yoga that Sri Swami Satchidananda taught. And another group that I think in modern times totally reflects this philosophy of creating excellent health is the lifestyle of the Amish. And I wasn't really aware that heart disease and cancer and diabetes are virtually non-existent in Amish villages. And equally non-existent are our modern chemically engineered medicines, enhanced chemically engineered foods such as GMO'd, genetically engineered food, and of course vaccines. And we also note that they also distance themselves from a lot of the modern technology and in many cases don't even use electricity. To me, this is a recipe for creating good health. And it's also reflected in their children. Unlike vaccinated children, the incidence of autism among the Amish is practically non-existent. Last I had heard, I think out of 60,000 Amish children, there were three that had autism, and two of them had been vaccinated. Absolutely astounding statistics. And they, of course, are very, very interested and concerned about eating a diet that consists of eating organic, fresh, locally produced, of course, and clearly do not follow the established mainstream medicine at all. And the proof is in the results. And interesting to note that over the course of time, Bashar from the Sasani civilization, the Pleiadians, Syrians, all have made contributions in our accumulation of knowledge over the last few decades in respect to creating good health. And I'm going to start with a quote from Bashar, because we're going to talk about totally preventing disease. And here's Bashar's quote. Any specific disease or ailment which may afflict you at any time will usually have a mental origin. In other words, the majority of diseases, including cancer, is the physical manifestation of various mental imbalances that have not been addressed. And this is excluding pre-incarnate programming. There is usually in a crystallization of energy that occurs in the physical body, and so any issues of an energetic level that are affected by thought will eventually translate to the physical. And according to Bashar, there are six fundamental steps or ideas required to prevent disease in 99.9% of cases. And I'll guarantee you that You're not going to hear about this from mainstream medical because I just totally put them out of business. They're not interested. And I'm going to start off by going through each of these six basic ideas, which are not rocket science, but you'll see as well how I apply them specifically in a daily way, and very, very, very cost-effective. The first concept is oxygen, and how important oxygen is. In fact, I have seen several articles that have talked about the fact that disease can't even exist in an oxygenated environment. So, I mean, when we're talking about oxygen, we're talking about ideally supercharging the system with prana or energy. And this is most easily accomplished by simply doing yoga pranayams or breathing exercises. To me, this is the most effective way. I do a set of pranayams that take maybe maximum 15 minutes. So in 15 minutes a day, you could address this issue of superoxygenating your system with oxygen. And I'm also going to recommend a couple of other products that I've purchased, and I believe they cost in the neighborhood of $30 or $35 for about a three-month supply. And these come from India. And the first one I'm going to recommend is called Haritaki, and that's Haritaki. And according to Swami Nityananda, it is the drink of the gods and that which heals all diseases. This wonder medicine removes the body's toxins in a natural way, makes one more energetic. It also purifies the blood, removes fat residues from the arteries and veins. It heals diabetes, hypertension, and heart problems. It helps the vision to become sharp. And no wonder, because it provides the body with 300% more oxygen. And taking it is the equivalent of 2 hours of pranayams. And his suggestion is take one tablespoon before going to bed. And I can vouch for the effectiveness of Haritaki. And another amazing product is called Amrit Kalash, and that's Amritkalash, Amrit Kalash. And Dr. Yuki Nina, a Japanese researcher, studied more than 500 different antioxidants over a period of 30 years, and he found the most powerful and effective antioxidant of all those tested is an ancient Ayurvedic herbal preparation called Amrit Kalash. Research shows that the antioxidant capabilities of Amrit Kalash are at least 25,000 times more powerful than that of vitamin C and E. Taking it is like supplying you with a Star Wars deflective shield. And this astounding ambrosia is comprised of 44 different herbs and fruits that seem to work synergistically, enhancing the natural strength of one another's antioxidants. And that, to my way of thinking, is what you call maximizing this whole concept about oxygen. Second on the list of Bashar's basic six is water. And when we're talking about water, we're talking about pure water. And if you haven't heard about the power of water, I suggest you research that as well on the internet. And it has been shown that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. And the water that you're getting in your tap, which is full of fluoride, is a very gross concoction, and it also calcifies your pineal gland. Very, very important. I mean, we're mostly comprised of water, and the number one priority for me, wherever I live, is to get a hold of a good water purifier and make sure that I've got pure water. And then, personally, I use a Berkey filter, and I don't know, it probably holds 2 or 3 gallons of water, and I find it to be totally adequate. And it's also what I do, it's also suggested that you can even put yantras or crop circle pictures around your water. Water will reflect all that energy. And if you go on the internet, you can also see the pictures of how it changes the molecular structure of water. Like good vibrations, love and emotion actually affects the molecular structure of water. And if that sounds amazing, well, look at look what's on the internet about this subject, and you'll see actual pictures of the molecular change when positive and negative emotions placed into water supplies. And the other thing that I like to do is I leave a Andara crystal in my water supply, A-N-D-A-R-A, Andara crystal, totally boost the energy levels in my water. Now, moving on from a water, we'll talk about the third ingredient of the 6 foundational steps, and that's exercise. And I don't think anybody is going to argue with the fact that exercise gets the blood going. And it really is an important factor. And interesting, in today's world, we see that even physical education has been taken out of most school systems. We're getting less and less, it seems, exercise, and more turning a society into couch potatoes. And it's right there. I mean, if you do any kind of research at all, you can see that exercise is a key ingredient in maintaining and creating excellent health. And if you look at all the programs I see advertised where they have groups of people that are they look totally youthful for their age, or they're living a long lifespans, they all have 2 things in common. They're all vegetarians. And they all exercise. It's pretty much to the person. Exercise is highly, highly important. On a daily basis, I get about 2 hours of basketball in, so that's my way of enjoying doing exercise and having a lot of fun while I'm at it. The fourth area has to do with stress, and certainly people are aware of the fact that stress is related to disease, and but probably a lot of people don't think about the fact that disease and the specifics of how it functions in the body. And I think that's where this whole concept about Qigong again comes to play, because certainly in Qigong, it's really foundational. And I picked up my certification in Qigong sound healing from Master Ming Tong Gu, and that's Mingtongu. And according to him, energy that contracts creates stress. And if nothing's done to release the stress, it becomes chronic and creates blockages and stops the flow of energy. Happiness creates an energy flow, and when energy flows freely, we feel good. And the main cause of chronic illness, in his opinion, is stress, and the accumulation of stress, especially trauma. It's reflected in the body as blockages and compromises your mental well-being and creates emotional blockages. We get the same information from the Pleiadians, that all disease is emotional dysfunction. And in Qigong, we do the sounds that release the blockages, release the unconscious programming, and that is the summary of Qigong sound healing. And I highly, highly recommend Master Ming Tong Gu and Qigong sound healing. And another, amazing bit of information comes from Bashar. And I think a lot of our stress certainly is related to the past and past events. And he has come up with a really amazing technique, and that is just to listen to Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement. And it's about a three-minute clip. You can go on the internet, and you can actually find some loops of that that are half an hour or an hour long. And according to Bashar, this particular piece of music was downloaded to Beethoven from higher consciousness. And it is the appropriate vibration to allow you to be in the proper state to attract whatever information, healing, situation, people, or opportunities that you require. It also deals with the issues of letting go, forgiving the self, and letting go of grief and regret. This will allow you to let go of all of those things, that thereby allowing you to work with your vibration, and in this way, forgiving yourself and therefore becoming more whole. And in these chords are exactly, precisely, what will tap into the idea of you letting go of the past, sorrow, grief, regret, and the forgiving of yourself, and thereby having you move toward the vibration that will attract to you whatever information is relevant, which will allow you to be in the healthy state that is your birthright. So I highly, highly recommend you check that out, and that's Beethoven's Seventh Symphony, Second Movement. Moving on down his list to number five would be elimination of toxins from the system. And, you know, in 40 or 50 years ago, it wasn't really, I don't think, quite so important as it is today with all the toxicities that are around. And according to Bashar, toxicities rest and lodge in between the cellular structures and actually paralyzes the immune system. And I think it's very, very important to do at least a yearly detox, kind of like changing the oil in your car every year. And I highly recommend the botanical pharmacy in California, the American Botanical Pharmacy in California, and that is Dr. Schultz. And I do every year the colon, liver, kidney detox. Really enjoy the programs. Each of them are a five-day program, the three-day juice fast in the middle, so it also helps with weight loss. And they've actually were recommended by Bashar originally, and I've only heard Bashar recommend about three or four books and products in the last 25 years. I took the hint and got involved with it, and I'm very happy that I have. I think what's really important is that when you look at our environment and even chemtrailing, which if you don't know about chemtrails, I don't know. It's about time. It's only been happening for about, 17 years or so, at least. And in the chemtrails are aluminum and barium, and We're getting lots of metal, even in our cornflakes and in products you wouldn't even think about. Like I actually learned in the last month or so that even baking soda, you can now buy actually aluminum-free baking soda. Well, I'm sorry, I guess I never crossed my mind that anybody would put aluminum in baking soda. But at any rate, eliminating some of these toxicities from the system is really, really important. And I'd say a product that's really cheap, it costs about, $10 for a couple pounds, is bentonite clay. And I always go through a session of a 2 or 3 week period where I'm taking bentonite clay in the morning, and you just put a couple of tablespoons in some water and mix it up, and it tastes horrible and does wonderful things for your body. It gets rid of metals. In fact, I knew that there were a few mothers groups that had kids with autism, and they started taking baths in 100 degree temperature water with bentonite clay, and also drinking the bentonite clay. And after a while, the group broke up because the kids actually returned to their normal states. Interesting stuff. And I might also add, as a general comment about doing detoxing, that both Dr. Schultz and Bashar have stated that about 85% of all symptoms disappear after thorough detoxification. In fact, Dr. Schultz, when he was in his office at practicing medicine, when people would come in to see him, first thing he would do is give them these detox programs to do, and they, you know, kind of shake their head. But after they do the detox programs, they come back, and a lot of them were just, you know, forgetting why they came to him in the first place. So gives you an idea. Also gives you an idea why you're not hearing about doing it, because, well, gee, if 85% of the symptoms went away, that sure put a dent in mainstream medical's pocket, too. And moving on down to Bashar's sixth point is all around diet and getting off meat. And I think that, clearly this is it's the only way to go. More and more people are now turning to a vegetarian diet. The results of the Amish, I think, really speak for themselves. I mean, if you really, even the Canadian or Canadian-American Cancer Society have even talked about the fact that if you get off red meat, it reduces your chances of cancer about 60%. I wanted to share with you a little short quote from Irina Baker, Meat and Vibrational Frequency. The biggest saboteur of your efforts to raise your energy vibration is flesh, including red and white meat, poultry, and fish. Energy frequency is supported by energy vibration of items we put into our bodies, and when a food item vibrates low, it affects your overall vibrational level, and when the food item vibrates at higher, it uplifts your overall energy as well. And what is the level of vibration of any meat product? The answer is very simple. It's very low. It's just a corpse that was frozen and ingested with chemicals to make the corpse pretty red in color. And I don't know. I think that about says it all. Bottom line is that if you're going to really get serious about creating excellent health, get off the meat. And it's all hogwash about, oh, you can't get enough protein. That's a huge myth. If you want to go online and listen to a doctor that really is going to give you the straight goods about animal fat, go to Dr. Clapper, C-L-A-P-P-E-R, on YouTube. And he's got a one-hour video on the effects of animal fat on the human body. And that's the title of it, The Effects of Animal Fat on the Human Body, Dr. Clapper. And so if you want to take the time to really do the research, You can get all the straight goods right there from him. And with respect to diet, I don't think anything else is more reflective of this whole concept than what's called the Great American Rat Experiment. And that's group one is fed a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, nuts, and whole grains beginning from birth. And this group grows into healthy, affectionate, disease-free adults. Group two is fed the equivalent of the standard American diet with meat, milk, candy, lots of fats, pastas, and breads. And this group grows into vicious, nervous, cruel, disease-ridden adults. They suffer from cancer, heart disease, and a host of other illnesses. And a third group is also fed the standard American diet, and this group suffers the same diseases and displays the same temper as the second group. But here's the amazing part. After the equivalent of 40 human years, the third group is switched to a diet of raw fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and nuts, and they turn into healthy, happy, disease-free specimens, and get this, within 1 month. And if you think that's not true for humans, check out the Amish. And I like to add a seventh item to Bashar's six, and that's sunlight. And that's because of the fact that the trigger to the immune system is vitamin D. And you get vitamin D from sunlight. And I also know that there are certain characteristics that are true of many cancer patients, and that is that generally they're low in vitamin D. They have weak immune systems, typically eat a lot of sugar, and their system is usually more acid-based than alkaline. And so in this regard, I guess it's time to talk about, well, if you're looking for a strategy to kind of distance yourself, you know, while you're distancing yourself from mainstream medical, let's look at the three largest causes of death in the United States. Because people are not really aware that the first cause of death is medical error. It kills over 750,000 people every year. They even have a special name for it, iatrogenic. I-A-T-R-A-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic death. So if you're not involved with mainstream medical, that eliminates the number one threat to the death rate. Number two, I guess in relation to that, you're also then not involved, not to mention that's the death rate for accidental death in the medical system. But how about all the purposeful prescription drugs that have huge, huge side effects? And every time I start looking at things like coconut oil, which is a fabulous way also to do some detoxing, is to put a tablespoon of coconut oil under your tongue and just keep it there for 20 minutes and spit it out. Apparently, the tongue is connected to all the organs in the body, and it actually helps you detoxify a lot of garbage. And every time I look under the amazing research being done right now with coconut oil on Alzheimer's disease, what I see is fabulous, fabulous results. And there's always a mention about the side effects of pills. That's probably a main contributor to Alzheimer's. I personally buy that. I have a pretty good nose for the truth. And my advice to anybody that's initial stages of Alzheimer's, start eating coconut oil. And if you get on the internet and do some research, you're going to see that just amazing, amazing results out there with coconut oil. And the other thing, the second leading cause of death is cancer. And I'm not going to go into a lot of detail on different methods for curing. Actually, Bashar has one, walnuts, asparagus, and avocado, a mixed blend. There's things out there. There's a good friend of mine, Dr. Earl B. Hall. He uses Miracle Mineral Supplement, MMS, from Jim Humble. If you haven't looked that up, you can look that up. You can look up Pau Darko Tea. It's been researched to be effective with about 22 different kinds of cancers. That's been researched heavily at Tokyo University. You can look to the Hoxie diet. There's a good article to read, how Harry Hoxie became a criminal for curing cancer. And let's see. I like good old baking soda. I mean, the list goes on and on. In fact, I went through my list with a friend of mine once, and my top 10 methods of dealing with that issue were even different than his top 10. So it's not like there aren't cures out there. And by the way, if you think that anybody's looking for a cure, then that's a pipe dream. If they're looking for long-term maintenance, there have been cures out there for a long time. And my opinion. Anyway, moving on from that to, heart disease. Well, you can go to Project Camelot, and you can find an interview there by Dr. Pete Peterson. And Dr. Pete Peterson's been involved with, for lack of a better word, Secret Space Program. He's kind of in the know on a lot of new stuff. And he states that skate fish oil, a drop of two skate fish oil actually was experimented on after World War II with hundreds of thousands of kids, and actually a drop on a piece of toast every day prevents tooth decay. Turns out it was at that time considered the highest antioxidant item in the world as an antioxidant, and it, in his opinion, totally prevents heart disease. And I take skate fish oil every day. I took Dr. Pete Peterson's advice. And the subject that nobody seems to know anything about is monatomics. And you can get at least a sampling of monatomics, which are high spin electrons that are actually superconductors. They actually transition between one dimension and another, and it's what's commonly known as white powder gold. That if you want to really get into that subject, I suggest you go online and see David Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N. David Hudson's lectures 1, 2, and 3. I'll tell you all about the story about how he developed monatomic gold, how effects got suppressed or whatever. Everybody tries to dissuade people from seemingly knowing about this topic, and it is found in certain quantities, at least, in a natural vegetarian diet. And the more monatomics you get in your system, the higher your frequency, and they don't even attack or kill disease cells. They actually reprogram them. And that's a whole subject on its own, but I highly suggest you check out the whole concept about monatomics. And as well, you wouldn't think about it as a healing tool, but actually turns out that Dr. Vogel, that's V-O-G-E-L, he knew that the real origin of illness is in the etheric body. And although the body or emotions sustain a trauma, the etheric body holds the memory of physical or emotional injury, and it can become stagnant, distorted, or stuck. And the result of this, according to him, is unstable or blocked energy, and that's what he calls illness, similarly to the philosophy of Qigong. And, speaking of Qigong, if you're a new listener to ET Yoga and you haven't heard about Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes, it's a video by Greg Braden. That's G-R-E-G-G Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N, Curing Cancer in 3 Minutes. It's all about a woman from the West that goes to Beijing, China, the same institute where Master Ming Kong Du, where he also practices Qigong and learned from Dr. Pang, who was the chief practitioner there. Anyway, this woman goes, and these three practitioners work on her, and they have a video where it shows her them dissolving this person's tumor in 3 minutes. Just goes to show you what is really possible out there in the field of medicine, and just how far behind the curve Western medicine is, because in my opinion, it's all about profit. And these brutal procedures of probably 20 years from now, you're going to look back on this period, and people are just going to shake their heads at the ridiculous nature of these brutal treatments like chemotherapy and this garbage they put out there as pills, all in the name of profit. So, anyways, this Vogel, he's actually has Atlantean ancestry as well. He was one of the Atlara in Atlantean times in a former lifetime. And he also states that whenever light from the higher realms comes into a person's body, the light gets refracted. If the etheric body is not stable, this can cause illness. And the Vogel cut crystal gives the user immediate access to the etheric body and stabilizes it, allowing light from the higher realms to enter. And also a matrix or template of perfection already exists inside the etheric body. So even then, when there is physical or emotional trauma, the matrix still exists and can be brought back to optimum conditions by the use of the Vogel cut crystals. So I highly recommend that you check out Vogel cut crystals, and I'm going to get involved with those as well. I'm already highly involved with the Andara crystals because I really I'm a big fan of the Andara crystals. And by the way, Andara crystals come from monatomic fields, and they positively affect the energy patterns that move through the body's meridians. Andara crystals initiate electromagnetic balance and harmony via positive charged wave that restores and cleanses the individual. And they're blessed with greater creativity, enhanced mind-body coordination, improved learning ability, and less stress. Calmness and serenity can also result as mental clutter, and it gives way to a more focused thought process. And this is another thing that I've been using for several months, and that's the Andara crystals. And I usually put one under my pillow at night. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Crystal. And I think that it's definitely one of those subjects that you know, people don't hear about, but the power of crystals is just it's amazing, because, you know, they affect you electromagnetically, and they can restore equilibrium in your body. And this is just from having them around. So I think this is just fundamentally amazing. And another product that I'd like to highly recommend are the Egyptian healing rods. And I've been using those for about, at least 10 years. And these are rods that's like being inside of a pyramid for about, I hold the rods for about 15 minutes every morning when I wake up. And I kind of do a triple header there. I do my internal visualizations while I'm holding the rods. And also then when I'm finished with just holding the rods for 15 minutes, I also do my Pleiadian pillar of light and spinning techniques, which also help balance all the organs in the system, help to increase your overall frequency. And when Barbara Marciniak, who channels the Pleiadians, was asked about what's the best defense for chemtrails, she said to raise your body frequency. Well, that's one way to do it, and it's certainly Haritaki is another way to do it. So multiple ways that you can go about creating positive health, and of course, you know, following all of Bashar's recommendations, because that's the basics. That's the basics of health. And to my way of thinking, when you get into doing the basics of health, then you go to the secondary levels and you start doing things that are beyond the norm, like the things like the Andara crystals and Egyptian healing rods. And it doesn't take very much time. Egyptian healing rods were developed actually by the Russians, who did research on, they used to think the pictures of the pharaohs and some of the elite were holding scrolls, but they weren't holding scrolls, they were holding these rods. And it was actually a penalty of death for the average person to have them. So these rods were only used by the elite, the pharaohs in Egypt. And if you think about who the pharaohs were and their connection with Anunnaki and longevity as well, and again, a link between monatomics and longevity. That's why every time they find these pharaohs' tombs and things, there's always like white powder gold around, and they all knew about it. And clearly, if you knew anything about the Draco reptilians, I mean, they have lifespans that are incredible. Why they've been silently behind the scenes having such an influence on humanity, because for one of the reasons is they have some of them live to be like hundreds of thousands of years. And they've learned these secrets of utilizing monatomics to create longevity. And this is, it's all in an area of what the Russians studied, was that the reason they did it was because they knew that the Earth's rotation was slowing down, and also that the magnetic field was becoming minimized. And they knew that this was also going to reflect in a lot of cancers. So these were developed actually as a number one cancer preventer as well. Not to mention the fact, if you do any research on any organism that spends time inside a pyramid, the pyramid has positive effects on that organism. So doing Egyptian healing rods is an incredible tool that is available to us at this time. And those rods, they're energetically conditioned in a 72-foot-high pyramid. And many of that comes outside of St. Petersburg, Russia. And the rods and the energy of the pyramid are based on sacred geometry. And they become synergized, making the powerful healing and transformational tools. And they're the cutting edge of the 21st century. And they're definitely rediscovered from ancient Egypt. And I'm finding that a lot of things are coming out that were ancient knowledge, such as the Qigong, which until about 1980 was only done like in Tibetan monasteries and certain special secret places. Now, another thing that you can go to that's incredibly, incredibly powerful and is the practice of sun gazing. And I would highly recommend Hira Ratan Manik. That's H-I-R-A, Ratan, R-A-T-A-N, Manik, M-A-N-E-K. And Hira Ratan Manik, I think, is the best I've ever heard. And he's got many YouTube videos out there on the practice of sun gazing. So he teaches you how to do it safely. And I got started with this as well. And the end result of sun gazing is that if you really stick with the program and learn to actually do the process for, like, work yourself up to 15 or 30 minutes at a time, I think it actually results in a total healing of any physical issues. You need to really do the research on this one. Now, this starts getting into what I call the super issues or super levels of creating a positive health. Another one is cellular rejuvenation through the different centers in the world. The higher yoga taught at the Children of the Sun, they actually have a meditation that I play on a regular basis that deals with cellular rejuvenation. So you can, then you're talking about actually reprogramming your body, because you reprogram. You can reprogram yourselves back to the original condition. As the Vogel guy found out that you already have this perfect blueprint. It's there already, and you just need to recalibrate the vibration. And so there's several methods here that are around cellular rejuvenation. Another one is the from Archangel Michael, and that's activating your template for perfect health and well-being. And I've done that live on ET Yoga actually before. So it's about that time in the evening when I've blasted out lots of information, and I like to give my best to you and your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And close out the program now with giving you the idea about doing the technique of the Who Am I technique. And basically that's done by focusing your full attention in your third eye or your ajna center and becoming that spot and asking yourself, who am I? And you can do that once or 50 times or whatever is most comfortable, but the big idea here is to be focused totally on your third eye, ajna center, become that spot. And then you state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of